This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. Personal finance experts are a dime a dozen, and I say this with love and admiration for my peers, but most of us look and sound and say the same, which is why our next guest stands out. Jaspreet Singh is a financial literacy YouTuber, an entrepreneur, and the founder of The Minority Mindset. He joins us now from Detroit, Michigan, to talk about how to become financially successful. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. You say that the minority mindset has nothing to do with the way you look, your ethnicity, or your skin color. What do you think it has to do with?
That's correct. The minority mindset is the mindset of thinking different than the majority of people when it comes to your money. So I guess the most blunt and straightforward way for me to explain it is the majority of people suck with their money. And so the minority mindset is thinking different.
You say, we're not your bleep mom, who is, this is a no swearing station, so I'm glad you bleeped that out,
yeah.
Who is going, we're not your mom, who's going to say everything is okay just to be nice. So what do you say that your mom doesn't or wouldn't?
Well, we are very straightforward about how to use your money to build wealth instead of making everybody around you rich. That means, one, when you buy things, only buy things that you can afford with cash. And we actually have a rule of five where I say if you can't buy five of them, you can't afford one of them. So for your personal expenses, we tell people from the very beginning, absolutely no debt on consumer expenses. And so for the first thing, the first step we tell people is to cut out all the unnecessary expenses. Then once you have extra cash, we teach people how to invest their money. This way you can expand your means and live bigger. And then we talk about how to earn more money, because there's a whole world of entrepreneurship out there, even if you don't want to leave your job, that you can do something on the side that you love to increase your income and to really fulfill your passion and your purpose.
Who would you say your audience is? I mean, you're young. I don't know how old you are, but you're younger than me. Who would you say your primary audience is?
Our primary audience are millennials, people under the age of 45 who are kind of like fed up with the traditional system of go to school, get a degree, get a job, invest in your 401k. And because they're seeing that it's not enough for them to be able to live life the way they want. So it's for people that really just kind of want to do something more with their money.
I want to ask you a tough question. So your business is called The Minority Mindset. We have in Canada a politician named Jagmeet Singh. You may know him because he's from, I think, from the Windsor area. He's the leader of the New Democratic Party in Canada. He wears a turban. He has been a very positive and inspiring force here in Canada. And you say the minority mindset is not about the way you look, your ethnicity, and your skin color, and yet you do look different. In some contexts, you would be a minority. How do you think about the way you look? And I think from my standpoint, as a Caucasian dude, it's very compelling that you don't look and sound like other people.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. If you look at our audience, the majority of our audience is white. And it's really people who have that mindset of thinking different. You don't care what someone looks like. When you connect on that mindset, it doesn't matter, because we're all focused on the same goal of being financially independent and financially successful, that it doesn't matter what your background is, where you come from, the way you look. We're all working towards the same thing if you have that same mindset.
Yeah, I think you're underplaying the difference that you're making for a lot of people who don't feel seen and heard out there in the world. So you can just take that as a compliment and leave it there. But I think it is important, and I applaud you for that effort.
I appreciate that. And, you know, looking different on YouTube, I'm sure you know, it comes with its fair share of interesting people on the internet. Actually, recently I released a video kind of making fun of all the racist and interesting comments that we get. So, you know, looking different, it does come with its own unique challenges, I guess you could say, especially calling it the minority mindset, but catering to everyone.
Yeah.
But it makes it a little bit more fun, too.
You talk about this, if you can't buy five, you can't buy one, or if you can't afford five, you can't afford one. How do you think about that message in the context of our consumer culture today? Because in Canada, the average outstanding balance on a credit card is $4,200. And when you talk to people, they don't see the problem with an outstanding balance. And I don't say that in judgment. I say that in an accurate articulation of people's mindset. They just is like, well, I don't have the money to pay for it this month. I'm just going to buy it. And it's like, I'm not killing anybody here. How do you, because I see the credit card culture as being a real dream killer. How do you talk about that with people?
Yeah, you know, I think for us, one is we're blunt at this, and at the same time, we're also trying to make things funny. But what we tell people is, you know, every time you put something on your credit card, you pay for it twice. If you buy a $100 chair with your credit card, you're going to pay $100 to buy the chair, and then you're going to give your credit card company $100 just so you can borrow their money to buy the chair that you couldn't afford in the first place. And so the whole thing is now, okay, you make this money, and now who do you want to make rich? Do you want to make your credit card company rich? Do you want to make all these other businesses rich? Or do you want to make yourself wealthy? And so it's understanding that realization that, okay, yeah, maybe I can't afford that chair right now, but what do I got to do to be able to afford that chair? That's why the first step that we always tell people is being able to live below your means. It's not the funnest thing. Saving, spending less is definitely not the funnest thing to do, but it's the first thing you have to do if you want to live a financially successful life. Once you can conquer and master that, then it's all about expanding your means. Now, how can you invest your money to create more income? Now, how can you do something on the side to earn more money? This way you can live a bigger lifestyle, but be able to afford it at the same time.
We could talk for hours about your story. So I'm going to ask you for the succinct version. How did you come to this? Where did the idea come from? And where did the base for this curriculum come from? Was there a book? Was there a mentor? Who brought you to here?
I guess, yeah, keeping it very short. My parents are immigrants from small state in India. And like most Indian immigrants, my parents always told me that if I wanted to be successful, I needed to become a doctor.
You could also be a lawyer. I mean, that's okay, right? You could have been a lawyer.
Well,
too.
In my house, I had two options, doctor or failure.
Doctor or failure. Oh, geez, that's quite restrictive.
Yeah. It was very tough. When I was in middle school, my parents actually got me a tutor for the MCAT, which is the medical college admission test that you take towards the end of college.
Yeah.
I was studying for that in middle school. So my parents were very serious about this. But when I was in high school, I ended up kind of going out and starting my own business with a couple of friends. I used to work in the event planning business, and I grew that in college. I was just thinking it was a hobby. I didn't know much else. I didn't know anybody who was an entrepreneur. I didn't know what investing was. I didn't know anything in regards to money. So I never grew up with any sort of financial education, any sort of financial knowledge. The only thing I knew was that if I wanted to be successful, I needed to study hard in school, especially in math and science, get into medical school, become a doctor, make a lot of money, save a lot of money.
Right.
That was the only financial advice that I knew. And once I started making money in college, I started reading business books just by chance. And that was the first time I ever read a book cover to cover. And I started learning about this thing called investing. I had a few $1,000 saved up. I had $8,000 saved up. And this is during the time when, or just over 8,000. This is during the time when real estate prices were at rock bottom. And Detroit, as I'm sure you know, was one of the hardest hit places in the entire United States when this real estate crash happened. So I took some of the money that I had when I was 19, and being the kind of gung-ho, unreally sure what I wanted to do in my life, kid that I was, I went out and bought a house, or I bought a condo for $8,000, and I leased it out. And that's when I realized, holy cow, I'm making a couple hundred dollars a month, every month in profit, and I don't have to go to work to make this money. So I started learning about investing. And that's when my mind really blew up, because I was like, holy cow, there's a whole world of finance and financial education that I never, ever knew about. So I dove in with both feet. I told my parents I'm not going to be a doctor. And that's when they said, okay, then you at least have to be a lawyer.
We're just out of time here, Jaspreet, but I do want to ask you, how do your parents describe what you do now? Are they fully on side, or do I need to call them?
They love it now. They are so happy that I ended up going this way. They've been very supportive.
I hope they're going to be in some YouTube content soon. Are they willing?
I hope so. I'm trying to push them towards that.
Yeah, just sneak it on them. Don't even tell them that you're rolling. That's a great idea. That's Jaspreet, like thank that. You so like much that. For your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce. Take care.
Jaspreet Singh joined us from Detroit, Michigan. He is the entrepreneur behind the minority mindset. He would say that it doesn't matter your look, how you look, your ethnicity, your skin color. He's all about trying to help everyone, regardless of any of that, get a better handle on their money.